Hi, it's Kiffin Lobates here, and today I want to talk a bit about staking. This is the activity of taking some crypto assets, maybe NFTs, maybe fungible tokens, and locking them up in a smart contract in the expectation that you will make a profit over time of some kind. We'll go into what that profit might be later on in this video. And there are all sorts of various opportunities out there to stake your assets, and it seems very tempting because if you own a whole load of Bitcoin or Ether or some ERC20 token and you just have it sitting there in your wallet, then it's not doing anything. And given that we now live in a very capitalist society, people who have capital want that capital to work for them so that they can get some kind of income without themselves having to make any effort. And there are a lot of staking opportunities out there that I think are valid, but there are even more that I think are nothing more than a marketing scheme in order to drum up business for a new protocol or a new NFT project or something like that. And that's something that I do not approve of so much. So let's look at some of the valid forms of staking. You can look at decentralized exchanges, for example. The DEXs have an issue, which is that they need to get some liquidity. If you have an automated market maker, which is effectively what DEXs are, then it needs to have a stock of the two different tokens that you're able to trade. So let's say you have a DEX for swapping ETH for, let's say, AUTH tokens. You're going to need a supply of ETH and supply of AUTH tokens in the contract in order for it to work. Otherwise, you're like a stock market maker who has none of the stock that they're trying to make a market in, and they're not even able to cover this lack of stock through short selling. And there you encourage people to deposit their spare Ether and their spare AUTH tokens into the DEX. That provides the pool. And then when people use the contract in order to swap one for the other, you take off a little bit as a commission. Some of that commission goes to the people who launched the DEX in the first place, and the rest of it goes to the liquidity providers. And that way, the investors in the contract can make a profit, hopefully, if everything goes well, on their staking. Another example of staking would be lending. Let's say you have a load of DAI tokens spare. You can put them in a lending protocol like Aave, and that provides Aave with the assets they need in order to lend them out to other people, charge interest, and that interest that is charged can then be split between Aave and the people who provided the assets for lending in the first place. Again, staking in order to make a profit. The problem I have with a lot of the staking contracts out there is that they're used in order to fuel speculation. Because if people are sitting on tokens and they can sell them at any time, then you have a certain supply available for people to buy. And it is basic economics that if the supply outstrips the demand, then the value of the thing being supplied will drop. And similarly, if the supply does not match the demand, if there's more demand than supply, then the price will go up. And these ICO type projects out there that issue a token want that token to go up in value, because that's how the people running the project can make massive fortunes. And therefore, staking is rolled out as a trick in order to artificially decrease the supply. You launch a token and then you launch a staking contract that allows people to stake this token that they've bought, and over time it gives them more of that token. And this is a great trick, because as the project managers, you can hold back a whole chunk of the token for staking rewards at no cost and give people the impression that they're making a fantastic profit here. They've got 1,000 of your tokens. If they lock them up in this contract, then they get another 10 or 100 every month, and you can post fantastic annual returns on this. But of course, it's just the same token, and by bringing those tokens into the staking contract, you're locking them up, you're reducing the supply of tokens on the open market, and hopefully the demand will go up and the price of the token will go up. And then those people staking their tokens are also going to be happy because they see the price go up and they see the number of tokens that they go up and they think profit. But the issue here is you're not actually really doing anything of value. You're not building anything. You're artificially inflating the value of the token. And then the initial token holders, who will be the investors and the project managers, will walk off with most of the profits. And of course, if they then finally dump a lot of their tokens on the market, they're the ones who extract the fiat value, and the rest of the investors who came along later are left, well, not holding the bag, the opposite of holding the bag, holding nothing. So that's the kind of staking that I am not so happy about. And you see it all the time, and I don't think people are aware of the subtext underneath it. I think in some projects, the project managers are not even aware of what it is that they're actually doing. They're just copying other projects because it seems to work. And this is the problem with scams and cons, is a lot of them work. Just because they work, though, doesn't mean that you should do them. You need to think about the ethics behind the decisions that you're making. And that is something that is unfortunately, sadly lacking in a lot of crypto activity out there. Anyway, so that's a video on staking. I hope it gave you some insights into what that space involves and the risks involved with it. And I'll see you all in the next video soon. Bye for now.